From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Lorna Sherratt Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that the State Department of Transportation has informed the town of Hillsdale it, and I quote, is not interested, end quote, in modifying the intersection of Route 22 at Whippoorwill Road. Town Supervisor Peter Chepkowski announced the DOT's decision at a meeting of the town board last week. If the town wants to proceed and bear the cost of the work, it will need to provide an engineering study to the state and seek the necessary permits, Chepkowski said. In June, the town submitted a petition bearing 75 signatures from residents requesting access modification for safety reasons. A house located at the intersection obstructs visibility for traffic turning onto Route 22. A resident mentioned the property owners looked into the possibility of moving the house a few years ago. In response, board members Carmen Barbado responded, and I quote, if the house is cheaper to move than the road cost, I will go with the house, end quote. No decision was made. The Hillsdale Town Board next public meeting is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 12th at 2609 New York 23 in Hillsdale. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Monday, August 14th, signed legislation that adds community centers to the list of public places where the commission of certain crimes can result in stiffer penalties. The legislation was introduced as a response to bomb threats against Jewish community centers, including some in New York in recent months. Cuomo said violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend at a white supremacist rally, and I quote, demonstrate that now more than ever, we must stand united against bias and hate in all of its forms, and this new law is one more step towards a more just and more equal New York for all, end quote. The bill was originally sent to Cuomo last week. It passed the legislature in June. You can read that full story in the Times Union. On August 14th, 2 days after a counter-protester was killed and two police officers died at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Congressman John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, released a statement. And I quote, all Americans, and particularly those in positions of leadership, must reject hate groups such as white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and KKK, and others which have no legitimate place in our political and societal discourse. I am confident that the Department of Justice will vigorously prosecute and hold accountable those responsible for the abhorrent acts which occurred in Charlottesville over the weekend, end quote. Earlier, both New York senators released statements. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer on Twitter wrote, and I quote, of course we condemn all that hate stands for. Until at POTUS specifically condemns alt-right actions in Charlottesville, he hasn't done his job, end quote. Kirsten Gillibrand also tweeted after the incident, and I quote, the images of Charlottesville are some of the worst I've seen in America in my adult life, end quote. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union on two shootings in the 500 block of State Street in Hudson that occurred over the weekend. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said he knew there would be a retaliation after a 28-year-old woman was shot while in her vehicle on Saturday, August the 12th. The reprisal came swiftly despite a police presence at 543 State Street on Sunday night when a man fired off multiple rounds, injuring a woman and two children. All are expected to survive. Moore said, and I quote, this is an escalation of an ongoing battle between two factions, end quote. The chief described them as, and I quote, people who have vendettas, grievances, and anger that dates way back, end quote. The events this weekend are the latest in a series of shootings in the city that began in May, Moore said. While he urges Hudson residents to stay calm, the chief warned residents on Monday that more violence could erupt. He said, and I quote, while innocent, uninvolved citizens have not been targeted in this conflict, the chance for more violence is inevitable. I fear the shooting of little toddlers will stoke this conflict, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Betsy Miller is reporting at imby.com. Structural repairs to the roof of Hudson's historic First Presbyterian Church are set to begin this week. John Grover, coordinator of the project, said, and I quote, "Our first priority is to stabilize the existing roof, trusses, and associated wood framing. Once that is completed, the doors can reopen," end quote. The initial phase will also include the installation of a temporary floor, as well as through bolts, steel plates, and steel cables to the most seriously compromised trusses to restore some structural integrity. The church received a $50,000 long-term loan from the Presbytery of Albany to fund the initial emergency repairs. The stabilization is expected to take 6 to 8 weeks. The church is still actively raising funds to cover the cost of replacing the entire main roof of the 1837 building. You can read that full story at imby.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Library Association has requested an increase in funding for the 2018 fiscal year from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. The association has asked for nearly $70,000 more, or a 3% increase over the current level. The requested amount equates to $1.11 per county resident. The formal request, as proposed to the board's government committee last month, emphasized the association's success in implementing the shared services model the state is now promoting as a way to reduce the burden on taxpayers. The 11 libraries that made up the association, and I quote, "purchase resources as a group, we are able to take advantage of economies of scale," end quote, according to the request. The supervisors have suggested the association will receive a portion of the requested increase. The government committee will next meet at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, August the 22nd at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that legislation would allow homeowners to sue a neighbor for invasion of privacy if the neighbor secretly records recreational activities in the homeowner's backyard is awaiting action by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The bill expands on a 2003 law that made it a felony to videotape someone without their permission in an intimate setting where there would be a reasonable expectation of privacy, such as a bedroom or bathroom. The bill contains an exemption for law enforcement surveillance. A spokesman for the governor said the bill is under review. There are currently 104 bills on the governor's desk. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers in the morning with a chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday afternoon and evening. It will be mostly cloudy today with a temperature high near 79 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 15th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.